Again, Daf Lamed Hey on the days. Nachmal the Morgan says, what about the case of Kosu? Case of Kosu, how do they write? Yisrael Zatorah. Rabbi Huda Oyim, Rabbi Huda says, Al Gabi Avonim Kis Kosu. They wrote it on stones. Shenemar, the Chosafta Al Havonim Eis Kol Divriator Azos. The Achad afterwards, Sodu Eson Besid. Afterwards, they took lime and they smeared it on top of the stones. Omar Loi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, "Lidvorecha heyach lamdu umoys shal oysim azman." If they put it, okay. If they, Mr. Goldberg, is that herring? Mr. Goldberg, is that herring? Is that herring? Is that herring?
Yeah.
I can't take the smell. Can you not eat it over here? It's very disturbing. Thank you very much. There's a very strong smell from this. Okay, Ketzad Kosu Yisrael Sator. Rabbi Huda says, Al Gabi Avonim Kosu Yisrael says the Pasik, Vichosafta Alu Avonim, it's called the Reator Azos. Vyakam Nimut Sodu Yisrael, but then when they smear with the wine. Amal Lo Rabbi Yishim, Yishim Yisrael, Vyakha Heich Lamdu Oymus, Ashul Oysa Azman Torah. If that's the case, how then did the Ummah Yisrael, how are they able to learn what it says on the stones, if the stones were smeared, were covered with wine? Amal Loi. So he said, "Bina Yisir Nasan Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'shigru Naitirin Shalochen." Did we learn this once before? Am I on the right page? What daf are we on over here? I'm all mixed up now. Am I on the right page over here? Am I on the right page? Yeah, I'm on the right page. So didn't we have this? What? Today's Lamed Vav, right? Today's Lamed Vav. Today's daf. Today is Lamed Vav. Today is Lamed Vav. I'm the right page. This Gemara is very familiar. When did we learn this before? Fine. So therefore, they point out that what do? They Hashem the Kiblu as a Sid v'Yisua. So Dachamol Bino Yisair Nasan Bochem Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Shigun Noitirin Shalchen. They sent their Noitirin. What is the title of the word Noitirin Shalchen? It means their Soifrim. We're going to read the Rashi in a few seconds. They sent their Soifrim. The kilpu esasid, they peeled the sid v'yisua and they carried it away. The aldavah zen nischatem gzardinim l'be'er shachas. Shohoyo lohen lilmoid v'loy lomdu. So in other words, this was the way they were able to photocopy. This was the ancient technique of a photocopy. They etched into the stone, kol tarukula, and then they would smear, they would put something, they would pull it out. So when you would pull it out, it basically would produce a copy. It was a copy. And because they learned what it said in the Torah, Mimelo, they're guilty why they did not learn Torah. Rabbi Shimon says, Al Gabi Sid Kosvua, the Chasvulahen Lamata, they wrote it on the Sid, the Chasvulahen Lamata, Laman Asher lo Yildu Eschem la Sois Gehol, Holamadita, Sheim Hoyu Chayzim Beshuva, Hoyu Makal Moisam, they would receive the Torah. Alright, now let's read over here what it says in some of the Rashi. We have to explain what this means over here. Rashi says, "Ketzad kasu al mizbech b'har evel." We're on daf lamed hey. Mr. Goldberg with daf lamed hey. I hope you're not angry at me that I told you about herring. I can't take the smell.
I'm angry at the herring.
It's a very strong smell. It's very disturbing. I can't.
It's geschmack.
Geschmack. It depends for who. Weiter. Over here it says, "Ketzad kasu the Rashi daf lamed hey on the base." Alam is Bech Bahar Evil. Over here we're doing a Har
Soita.
Soita. There's no Soita tonight. Tonight the Soita is staying home. Tonight we're learning about Agadita. And we're learning over here about.
That's my favorite Gemara.
And we're learning over here about what they did when they came to Har Gries and Har Evil. They went in between Har Gries and Har Evil. They built a Mizbech. And it says that on the Mizbech they wrote Kol Latarakul. The question is exactly how did they write Kol Latarakul on the Mizbech?
Right.
Did they write it directly on the stones of the Mizbech, or did they write it on top of a covering?
On the Sid.
So the first Manda Amar says that they wrote the etched Kolat or Akula into the stone itself. And then after it was etched into the stone was covered with Sid, which Luchari would mean that you're not able to see what it says. So Raj Kate Koswal Mizbech Bar Evil, Heich Lamdu, they etched into the stone, they covered it. Off they covered it, Frek the Gemara, how were the Goyim able to learn what it said in the Torah? Rashi, Eich Lamdu Umois Oilam Ho Atikois. How did the Umois Oilam, what does Rashi here mean, Ho Atikois? On the side of the Gemara it says, Oisches, Hoisophus, a censor. of the censor. This word was added. Heich lamdu umayis olam Torah. Halo lo nitzdavu lekoisva b'shivim lashon elu lavoi ulamda kol haroitzeh shlo yihei pischin peh lo'oysam umay shloim alo hoyu lanu meheichin lulamda. So it's kedai to come tonight to learn this yesod. And that is the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the entire world an opportunity to learn Torah if they wanted. This was the purpose. When it says in Parashas, wherever it's Parashat Netzavim, that the Hashem commanded the Torah be written on the stones, the purpose of writing the Torah on the stones was to give the nations of the world an opportunity to learn what it says in the Torah. And that way, if they don't learn Torah, in the end of days, they are going to be held accountable, and they can never anymore say, had we known what it says in the Torah, we would have been mekabel the Torah. We didn't know. You did know. You did know because it was given on Har Evel and it was written on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach was taken and put in Gilgal, so you could have come and learned and seen what it says. Frek the Gemara, but if they covered the stones with Sid, then they could not see what it said. If the whole purpose of writing the Torah on the stones is to enable, to give the Goyim an opportunity to learn Torah, and that way, if they choose not to learn Torah, they will no longer have an excuse to say that it's not our fault. We have no way. We have no way of knowing what it says in the Torah. They're not going to be able to give that excuse because they did have the opportunity to learn what it says in the Torah. But if you tell them now they covered with Sid, then they did not. So therefore, that's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Bina Yisera, and they sent their noitirin shalachen. Okay, what is the translation of the word noitirin? Rashi says, Soifrim shalachem v'chem kremu oysan noitirin. This is a new vocabulary word. You know this, Mr. Goldberg? This new vocabulary, the word noitirin, means a scribe. It is a word that the goyim used for a scribe. Noitirin v'hissi'ua. And what they did was, they took off the sid. The Gemara over here says, what did they do exactly? They kilpu. It says, they kilfu es hasid. They peeled off the sid, and they took the sid with them to their country to read what it says. So in other words, basically, Klal Yisrael made for them a photocopy. And the photocopy was right there on the stone itself, because the stone was etched. But to understand, you have your stone, and you etch in the stone what it says in the Torah. Then you take sid and you smear it, and the sid dries. Then you pull off the sid as a plate. And you pull off the sid, so then it's embossed on the other side of the sid. It turned out it's backwards, no problem. Just as a plate, that's now a plate. And then you can go and you can press upon something else, and it will write the letters in the correct way. They basically, that's what it says. They had a printing machine. That's basically what it says. So Klal Yisrael made for them the plates for the printing press. And they peeled off the plates, and they sent it first to the printing press. They first had to send it to the printing press, and they were able to then go use those plates to go in and to see what it says. That's what the shot in the Gemara over here.
I had herring in my plate.
Okay, now they're having kugel in their plates over here. Fine, let's go right down in the Gemara over here. It says on these plates, okay, v'siya v'hitikua kolaymar nitulua misham aydeh hataka. They took it from there through capping, v'chasu melamata, v'soif hadaf lamana shalo yilmudu oit, le'el minei ksiv ki hachareim tacharimeim, v'dovizek kasu lamata lo'idia l'shiva umayit, sayoshim l'chutz l'migvula Yisrael, shalo nitztavu l'achrimam elo oysan shabasech givulam, elo shabasech givulam. Nitztavu l'acharim, kidei shalo yilmudu oysanu, Maaseihem, Hamikul Kolim, Avalatem, Hayoshim, Chutza Lo, Imatem, Choyzim Beshuva, Nikabel Aschem, Vishabesoicha, A Nikabel Shem Y, Shemach Y, Shemach Mace, Shemach Mas Yira Oisin, Vihar Garcin Behadi with the Sefta, Imatem, Choyzim Bochem, Onu Mikabel Aschem. Rashi over here is saying a lot of chidushim. Show me when you're with me over here. Rashi over here is saying incredible chidushim. Rashi over here is saying this is a very machlokes rishonim. The big machlokes. Rashi over here is saying that the goyim that lived in Eretz Yisrael itself had to be killed, whether they like it or not. Even if the goyim were to say we're going to be observant, we're going to accept the Torah, we're going to learn the Halakha Torah, Klal Yisrael would not accept it. They had to be killed. I think they could leave. They can pack up and leave. But if they want to remain in the land, they had to be executed. Why? Because even if they would be makabel the Torah, they're not going to be makabel the Torah sincerely. They're only going to be makabel the Torah chiyira, out of fear that they should not be killed. We do not want Jews that only learn Torah, only accept the mitzvahs because of fear of punishment. We want the... Right, it's like similar to Ger Arias. So therefore, the Jews that lived in Eretz, the Goyim that lived in Eretz, they had to be executed, no matter what. However, so what was the purpose of this Mizbeach with the
Torah?
Unless
they check out.
What?
Unless they leave.
They check out. So what was the purpose? What was the purpose then of these plates that they created from the Mizbeach? It was for the Goyim that did not live in Eretz Yisrael. They did not have to be killed. And they now were shown, look, you also have an opportunity to be recovered the Torah. And don't think we're not going to accept you, because they wrote on the bottom of the plates a disclaimer on the bottom of each one of the plates that every page of the Torah that was given to the Goyim, it said that if you learn the Torah, we're going to accept you. And the only reason why we execute all of the Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael was because we are afraid that we're going to learn from their evil ways, because they're living within us. But you, who are living outside of Eretz Yisrael, we don't see you. We don't know from you. We are not going to learn from your ways. So we're not going to kill you. And if Adrab, if you want to be mekabel the Torah willingly and come and join us, Gezun Techet will accept you. Good and well. Don't make a mistake and think that just like we killed the Canaanim that are living in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to kill you. No. The reason why we killed the Canaanim living in Eretz Yisrael is because they don't want to leave. And we cannot allow them to live with us, because they are going to do terrible averos, and they're going to influence us to also do averos. So we had no choice but to kill them. But that reasoning does not apply to you, Gentiles, who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, who live in the big wide world. And you, Goyim, will live outside. If you will only learn and study the Torah and the Kabbalah, what it says, we will accept you. You can join us. You can be just like Mr. Ron Goldberg. You can hear a Shemayim, you can wear a green shirt with white stripes and a very nice matching green hat with a red yarmulke underneath. Where's your red yarmulke? What color is the yarmulke? What color is the yarmulke?
I think it's black today.
It's black today.
Schwarz.
Black means that at least we're not in the red. I think one of the rabbanim said to the Pope, that we both have institutions.
We both wear yarmulkes.
We both wear yarmulkes. The difference is that you wear. Wait, how did it go? I forgot. Not now. It's a very good joke. I don't remember the joke. Let's go weiter. Okay, so this Rashi over here is saying an incredible chidushim.
Beautiful Rashi.
Let's read over here this Rashi. It's a very beautiful Rashi. You have to always take away. What do you take out of the daf? We learned over here some beautiful zachna. We learned over here notirin. Notirin means scribes. Then I read this Rashi again. The Hisiyua, the Goyim carried away the plates. The Hisiyua, Koloima, Notlua, Mishamai, the Hataka, they copied. They peeled off these plates, and they threw these plates, they copied what it said, and they took it away. The custom of Lamata, they wrote a disclaimer on the bottom of every single page of what they gave the Goyim. There was a disclaimer: join us. Join us. We're not going to kill you. This that we killed, the Goyim that live in Eretz Yisrael, it's only because they were a threat to us. But you are not a threat to us. We have no need to kill you. And we're not going to kill you. And Adrabah, we invite you to learn the Halakha Torah HaKadoshah and be like the Sholim and Shlita, be a Yari Shemayim, a good person, and you'll have a good life. And if you're not going to join us, then Be'achris Hayam, when the Ribbono Yisrael is Megal himself to the end of days, you're not going to have any excuses to say, how do we know we would have joined the Jewish people? No more excuses. B'soif Hadaf, on the bottom of the Daf, L'mana Shal Yilo Yilmudu Oid, L'el Minei Ksif, Ki Hachareim Tachar Imam, state in the Torah that you shall obliterate them. V'dover Zed, this pasuk, because they wrote L'mata L'odia L'shiva Umayz, Hayoshim Chutz Migvulei Yisrael, to let the seven nations who live outside the boundaries of the Jewish people, Shaloi Nitzavu L'Hachar Imam, that the Jewish people have no obligation to destroy Ela Oysan Shebesech Givulam on the laws that live in the Holy Land. Nitzav lachrimam. Kidei shlo yilmedu oisanu ma'aseihem ha'mikul kolim. That we should not learn from the evil ways. Avlatem hayoyishim chutzolo imatem choyzim b'shuva nikabul eschem. We will accept you. However, Rashi clarifies the principle that the goyim that live in Eretz Yisrael proper, the live in Eretz Yisrael proper, ain't the kablim. Why? Shemachmas yira oisin. If they were to convert, it would not be a sincere conversion. It's only because they're afraid that we're going to kill them.
So what do you need a Shabbos light to turn on the light?
A goy. So you say we need a goy. We need a Shabbos guy. Good kasha.
How do we? The Shabbos guy is in Eretz Yisrael. So how can you do that?
So you have to maybe. So there's another principle over here at work, and that is they're not from the. You have a Shabbos guy who's not a native, who's not from the Shivas.
He's not from
the
from,
Shivas Amim, the seven nations, the seven Canaanite. How do you say the word Canaanite? The Canaanite.
He's not from Canaan.
Canaanite nations. Vaita. Now we go, what's the reason Rishim, why they wrote on Sid? Al Iskid, so that's not the
Gemara. Your favorite Talmud is here.
The Chosid. The Chosid is here. Okay, Vaita. Let's go Vaita Gemara. I'm a rabbi. What's the reason that says, what's the reason Rishim? How did he know that they wrote it on Sid? Shalom Aleichem.
Where are you last night? Did you have a date?
I wish. I had a fig, rather.
Lamed hey on the days. Lamed hey on the days. Yom al gabi sin. Because how does really word on sin? Rabbi Shimon disagreed. Rabbi Shimon says they wrote the Torah not on the stone, but they wrote the Torah on top of the sid.
That's right.
What's the reason?
According to all of the Gemara, they have to peel it off.
Right, that was the first. That's the Chacham Esmach.
That's correct, yeah.
My time, Rabbi Shimon, Yom al gabi sin. Because al iskei sivayt b'gemar. My time, what's the makar? It's a pasuk. My time, Rabbi Shimon. I lost the place. My time, why did he say they wrote on the Rishon?
No,
they say, how you, Amin?
Which stuff? I'm sorry.
Lamed Hei Amin Beis.
Yeah,
go ahead. It says in the...
Lamed Hei Amin Beis?
Lamed Hei Amin Beis. Lamed, today is Zaf Lamed Vav. Today is Zaf Lamed Vav. We're finishing up that Lamed
Hei Amin Beis.
Oh, you're right. What is it over here on the side? The entire Pasuk Chaf. How you, Amin, Mishrefoy Sid, this pasuk is describing what's going to happen to the goyim, the Gentiles. They're going to be burnt. They're going to be vaporized.
The enemies, the ones
that the one caused. They're going to be like burnt. They're going to be burnt in lime. Okay, koytsim. They're going to be thorns. Kisuchim. What does it mean kisuchim? I don't know what that word means. Boesh. It means the beginning. I don't know what that means. But Eish Yitzatu, they will be burnt. They will be burnt in fire. Okay, Vayis. Therefore, what's the lumdis? So therefore, Rashi. What does Rashi say on this pasuk? Rashi. Al Iske. There is no Rashi on this. Okay, there is no Rashi yet on this. Vayita. Rabbi Yehuda Kisid. So I guess what it means over here is Vahayu makes a drasha. The Pshuda Shel Mikra is describing that the Goyim are going to be obliterated at the end of days, but he's making a drasha. And the drash is, since the purpose of writing the Torah, is that the goyim will have an opportunity to learn Torah. Menela, that we take. So the dilemma is: do we write it on the stone and cover it with sid, or do we write it on the sid itself? So because there's a pasuk that associates the Gentiles with the sid, it's a drasha, it's a remez that you should write it on the sid itself. It's a drasha. Okay, it's not in a very similar understanding of the Gemara. It's nothing more than a drasha. Okay, I'll read you over here what it says in the Masifta. The Mefarish Rav Lefi Rav Shimon Shekavonas Apostle Shalom Yud Nidoinim Lisreifa. That's the next piece of Gemara. That's from Yehuda. But the Pshuta Shomik over here is the drasha. My time is with Rav Shimon Shacharei Shadu. You take the stones and you smear it with sid. And on top of the sid, you write the Torah because of this pasuk. Mm-hmm. And the drash over here is because the pasuk associates the goyim with sid, it's come to teach you that you should be on the sid. The Mesif, the Mishrefa, Sid, the first Rav, the Shimon, the Apostle, the Shalom, the Nidoinim, the Shreifa, Al Iskei Sid, Shahisa Tyra Kasivul of Name Al Hasid. Ah, that's the Javalay Lamadu. So you think a beautiful drasha. Over here is that why is it going to be at the end of days the Gentiles are going to be obliterated? Why can't they have an excuse and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you would have given us the Torah, we would have accepted it? The answer is, I did give you the Torah. I presented the Torah in public. It's like today you would say, I uploaded it upline. It's on Wikipedia. Today you would say, it's the public forum. In ancient times, how did you post something on social media in the public forum the whole world could see? Hashem, the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach in Har Havel, and they wrote on, they smeared it with Sid, and then they wrote on the Sid Kol HaTorah Kula, and then they according to this man, they disassembled the Mizbech, and they brought it to Havel, they brought it to Gilgal, and in Gilgal was a public location for the Goyim to come and read what it said, the Torah. And because you knew what it said on the Torah, you knew what it said, and you chose to ignore it, you do not have an excuse, and therefore you're slated for Sreifa. So the Pasuk says in this Pasuk, the Pshuta Shel Mikra is that
what
the Goyim...
What about if they do the Sheva Mitzvahs when they know?
It's too little, too late.
Too little, too late.
We're talking the end of days. They had the opportunity. And what is the drasha? The drasha over here is that the Pshuta Shel Mikra is that the Goyim are going to be burnt in Sid. But the drasha is they're going to be burnt because... They neglected to read
that was written on Sid.
What was written on the Sid? So you see from this drasha that the Torah
what's
was written.
What's Sid, by the way?
Lime.
Plaster,
lime. Like you go to Eretz Yisrael, they have it's like
lime
it's
is
like
from
cement. It's like a very fine cement. Mm. You see in Eretz Yisrael, they have Sid. They put it on the graves. It's like a liquid cement. Very fine type. It's like a liquid you buy probably in the hardware store. A liquid, you can pour it actually. And then when it dries, it's rock hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a liquid. They narrate so by the kavarim, the graves. You see a lot of Sid. Okay? And that's what they did. They smeared the Mizbech with. And then they wrote on the Sid, the Torah. And because they did not learn the Torah from what was written on the Sid, that's why they're
the Torah. You're telling me the boulders were from the Mizbech?
What?
The boulders, the big rocks, were from the Mizbeach?
We're talking about in Har Griz and Har Evel. That's what we learned. Har Griz and Har Evel.
Was from the Mizbeach?
Yes.
So the Mizbeach was huge?
Yes. It was enough to the entire Torah. It says the Farish. In between Har Griz and Har Evel, they built the Mizbeach. And now, then there's a Machloikis in the Gemara. Did they write the Torah on the Mizbeach?
Yeah.
Or did they write it first, they smeared it with Sid, and they wrote it on the Sid. Hmm. Either way, after whatever they did, they then took this Mizbeach and they took it apart.
So it wasn't chiseled. It wasn't carved.
I don't know. L'chora, in the Sid, they carved it. L'chora, they carved it in the Sid.
That itself was a mess.
It's a lot of, work. Yeah, it doesn't say, l'chora it is, l'chora it is. So they went, and then after they did this, they disassembled. They somehow were able to take the Mizbeach apart without damaging what was written on the Sid. They took it apart. And they transported it to the location called Gilgal.
During this 14
And in Gilgal,
years.
They went and they erected this Mizbeach, and it was a public viewing center. Well, the Goyim were allowed to come and read and see what it said. And they all chose to boycott, not to come and
they
read.
They reassembled it into a Mizbeach?
Yes.
They were able to see it from the walls of the Mizbeach.
They took this Mizbeach, which was smeared with Sid.
Okay.
They took it apart.
Okay.
They brought it to Gilgal, and they reassembled it. And the Goyim were now able to come and read
Gilgal
what it says. What?
A Gilgal Rosh.
A Gilgal Rosh?
Yeah.
What's the Gilgal Rosh?
It's a skull.
A somersault?
Okay, yeah. Nee.
Okay, let's go further. Vayit in the Rashi, Vayit in the Gemara. So my time was Rabbi Shimon, my time was Laman Asher, it's Nachman Lamar, I lost my name here. My time was Rabbi Shimon. Tachsev, how you have a mishrafai Sid. Al iske Sid. The Goyim are going to be misrefice. They're going to be burnt. They're going to be burnt to smithereens.
Not in Gehenna?
I don't know. It doesn't say where. Sid. So Pshuta Shel Mikra means, you know, the temperature you need. The temperature you need to melt everything has a different temperature. Like, what's the temperature you need to melt steel? Okay, there's a certain temperature. What's the temperature of burning hot diesel fuel? I don't know, there's a certain temperature. Can diesel fuel melt steel. Impossible. Diesel fuel does not burn at a temperature that can possibly melt steel. How then did the Twin Towers come down? Can you explain that?
Could I ask you, could you explain to me something else? Rashi says, look at this. Eliska said, because the Torah was written, so it's public knowledge, and they didn't learn it. But right. That's after Matan Torah.
So? You're asking that second chance.
How could
chance.
I possibly have known?
Second chance.
Of receiving the Torah?
Yes.
Well, that
sounds
like a chiddush.
I have no choice to say that, because we have a chazal that said that Hashem went before Hashem gave Klal Yisrael that he went to all the Umar Shalom.
Yes.
And he offered them an opportunity, and he said no.
Yeah.
They said no. And Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma.
Yes.
And now when they said Nasa v'nishma, but yet Hashem still gave the Goyim a second chance. 40 years later, when they came into Eretz Yisrael,
wow.
And they wrote, it's a possible.
It's interesting, the Masilas Yisharman is in Sefer Derech Hashem, he doesn't mention this. He says it's Hashem gave them a chance, but Mam Torah, once they lost that chance, never again was they given that opportunity.
It's Dak Atak, the famous Chazal, but over here we're learning a whole Daf Gemara, two Daf Gemara that tells you this is
so. So you mean they had another opportunity?
Another opportunity to go learn, and because they reject, therefore they have no excuse, loss of love.
So you're telling me if Goyim would have said, okay, they could have.
Yes,
it could have been Megara themselves. And
Rashi says this explicitly. I'm not making this up.
Oh, Gehenna. She calls when she is Gehenna. I'm Korean. I'm a Vayne Chalkan. I'm a Strife.
Vayne the Gemara. Rabbi Huda. What is he doing the Drasha? Rabbi Huda. Ki said Masid. Ain Loi Takana. El Strife. Af Oysa Makus. Rabbi Huda was the other opinion. So what does he do with this Drasha? What does he do with this drasha? Rabbi Dukhi said, "Masid ain't takan elashreifa af oisam hakusim ain't lochem takan elashreifa." He has a different drasha. He said it's not because it's not coming to teach you al iske sid, that because they rejected what was written on the sid. But his drasha is that their churban, that when Hashem will destroy the goyim lost the lavo, their destruction will be complete. There will be no resurrection. There will be no takana.
Nee.
Just like Sid, ain loy takana ella sreifa. The only way you can be misakin Sid is to burn it. There's nothing you can do to restore it.
What do you have when you burn Sid? What do you have from that?
Liquid, liquefies, I think. Rashi, ella sreifa, gehenim. She calls man shein miskairin vehein heim krim amim ein chelkam ella mishrefes hasid. Because the goyim did not, when it comes to Sid, if you want to repair it, or you want to, there's no repair. The only way you can get rid of it is by burning it. So too, it's coming to teach that the goyim lost a lover, there's no solution for them. And they have to be eliminated. They have to go to Gehenim. But it's not coming to teach you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, al iske. The reason why they're going to is because iske is Sid. Let's go further in the Gemara. Now we go further in the Gemara. Who is the author of the following brisa?
Did you leave out another stick of Gemara? No,
that's exactly what we just said. We have this pasuk and we have two different opinions. According to Rabbi Shimon, he darshins al iske sit. They should have read what was written on the Sid.
Yeah.
But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it was not written on the Sid.
He says Avum Soil was the Gersa, not Kutim.
All right, okay. Fine. Next Gemara, the censors.
Censors, yeah.
They don't want to get insulted. They're talking about them. Okay, next Gemara. Fairly Gemara. Come on, let's hold Tanya. Rabbi Shavisa Shivyoy L'Rabbis Kenanim Shabuchutz L'Arit She'im Choyzim B'Shuvim Mekal Moisam Keman K'Rabbi Shemoyin. Exactly what we learned over here, because when Rashi was master the Gemara, Rashi explained that the purpose of writing the Torah on the Avonim was a message for the Kenanim who live outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
The Kenanim that live in Eretz Yisrael have to be killed. No choice. But the Kenanim that live outside Eretz Yisrael, if they are Megayer, they want to join us, we accept them.
And what about Eretz Yisrael? They can't be Megayer?
No, they cannot be Megayer.
But if they're willing to be subservient, to pay taxes,
no, they
yes.
Can be Megayer. They can be Megayer. And there's a whole Shalimir. But they're not allowed. Those who live, the Kenanim in Eretz Yisrael have to be eliminated. They're not allowed to be Megayer. They have to, because the only reason why they're being Megaya, Rashi said, was because of the Ne'ayira. We can't trust them.
But if they pay taxes, then you can leave them alone
it
there.
It seems, according to Rashi, we do not accept a ger, a Kenani, in Eretz Yisrael to be Megaya. Rashi said,
not talking
why?
About Gaya. I'm talking about they want to be observed.
No.
Kenani, they say if they pay taxes.
Those are not Kenani. Those are outsiders. They imported the Filipinos. They import the Kusim.
You're telling me the Canaan, the Shiva woman's half
the Canaan
killed.
That live, no, there are different Canaan. There are Canaan that live in Eretz, there are Canaan that live outside.
You have to kill them.
Yes, Rashi says, why? Why can't we
even
regard
if they surrender?
Them?
Yeah.
Even if they're a guy, because we cannot trust that their Gerus is sincere. It's because they're only being a guy because of Yira. But the Canaan will live outside of Eretz Yisrael. They're not afraid of us, they haven't do with us. So if they decide to convert, we can assume that it's sincere. So okay. Here it says, but that's only according to the Shidra B'Shimon. According to the Bar Pulta of B'Shimon, it's mashma that a Kenani, no matter where they are in the world, even the Kenanim in America have to be eliminated. So that's the case. If that's the case, so when it says over here that you can nimigai, you have a shavisa shivyai, you go to war and you find a woman who's a Kenani and you're allowed to convert her, you're allowed to marry her and convert her. What do you mean? Don't all of the Kenani need to be eliminated? According to the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Shimon, there is no Kenani in the world that is accepted into the Jewish people. So therefore, how can it say over here that we can accept the Kenani into the Klal Yisrael? Teretz says that we're going like Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon is Mechalik between the Kenan who live in Eretz Yisrael and the Kenan who live outside Eretz Yisrael.
But when the Torah says Shavisa Shemiyah, in Pashuk Seitzai, it's referring to, according to...
You go to war and you see a beautiful woman. She can be a Mexican, can be a Canadian.
Oh, but not a Kenan. Kenan's already
told enough. No, that's the Shaila. Yeah. So here it says, Shavisa Shavisa Shavisa, Rabbi is Kenanim. Now, according to the Tanakhama, the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Shimon, there's no way you're allowed to go convert a Kenani. Because a Kenani has to be killed, no matter where they live. Even if they live in the North Pole, they have to be killed.
Okay.
Only according to Rabbi Shimon can we mechalev the Kenani that lives in Eretz Yisrael and the Kenani that lives in the Chutzarts. A Kenani in Eretz Yisrael has to be killed. We cannot be megayer him, because we're choshev that he's only converted
right.
From Yira. But a Kenani who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, he can live. This is on the 8th, and it can be Megayer. So here where it says that you can Megayer a Kenani, it has to be a Kenani from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you can do it. Who says you can do this? Only Rabbi Shimon, because he's the one that's Mechalek between the Kenani and Eretz Yisrael. So Kenan, this goes like Rabbi Kenan, Rabbi Shimon. All right, new Gemara. We now ask all our audience to turn the page. We're now in the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Loi. We go from Lamed Hey Lo to Loi. From her to the Shidduch. You see, you cross the line over here. Anyone that crosses from Lamed Hey to Lamed Vav is a schooler for a Shidduch.
Boy, Ray.
You go from Lo to Loi. You like that?
I'm not looking for a Shidduch.
Me bore.
Grandchildren Shidduchim?
Yeah, my grandchildren.
Okay. Everyone has someone to pray for a Shidduch.
Me bore.
Kiman, it never ends, Shidduchim. It never ends. All the grandmothers, the whole day, what do they do the whole day? All the grandmothers.
Then they continue.
Gan Satan.
Continue.
Bore. Kama Nisim Nasu Bo'isayim. Let's go tell you how many miracles happened on that very day. Oh no, they're making a lot of noise here.
Nay.
Noise pollution is a very disturbing thing in my life. I cannot deal with noise pollution.
Nay, continue.
Not
chase
dealing.
Them out. Chase them out.
I can't chase them out.
Continue.
They're more numerous than me. Bo urei.
Kama nisim.
Kama nisim nasu bo oisa hayoim. Eretz Tzach. We have a lot of miracles happened on that day. What day? When they came into Eretz Yisrael. When did the Jewish people come into Eretz Yisrael? They came on the 10th day, of Nisan. But did all of these things happen then? L'chore not. They first had to go to battles. I don't know.
Nee.
Number one was Avru Yisrael Sayar. They crossed the Jordan. Okay, they crossed the Yarden. The Bola Har Grizim. They came to Har Grizim. Ul Har Evo. Yeser Mishisha Mil. The distance, where is Har Grizim and Har Evo? It's 60 mil from the Yarden. And the Yarden, what is a mil? A mil is 3/4 of a mile. So what is 3/4 of 60? You want to do some math? 3/4 of 60 is what? 3/4 of 60 is what? 0.75 multiplied by 60. Let's go to the calculator. Okay, let's see what state on the calculator. Calculator is 0.75 times 60 equals 45 miles. 45 miles. How much can you hike in a day? I once hiked in a day 32 miles. I broke the record of Magen Avraham. We hiked 32 miles. I was sick. I couldn't move for the next 2 weeks. I was in excruciating pain.
Walking.
We walked 32 miles in one day. I was in excruciating pain for the next 2 weeks.
And so but there's a saying, Chazal, person can't go more than 10 mil.
Oh, so that's normal. That's
how
normal
much is deal. A mil?
A mil is 3/4 of a mile.
So three how much is 10 mil then?
10 mil is 10 mil. Let's do the math over here. Let's clear.
Does it say that a person can't go more than 10 mil?
Point. I don't know if you say so. Point is 7.5 miles.
But you went a lot more.
Yeah, 32 miles.
How's that possible?
It was suicidal. Suicidal. Man was suicidal. Fine.
It was Kvitsa Sadera.
We are now no Kvitsa Sadera. The Moriah says, the Jews, they crossed the Yarden.
What do you mean? That was 60 mil away from
the Jewish people, they traveled
from the Yarden.
That means they traveled 45 miles. How can 600,000 men, 3 million people, 2.5 million people, there were 2.5 million people. How can a nation of 2.5 million people travel by foot 45 miles in one day? So what's the answer? It was a miracle. It was a miracle. And when they traveled, there was opposition. They were guarding. They were Gentiles.
And nobody stood up.
And no one stopped them. And all of our enemies were not able to stop us. Anyone that stood before it was, what does it mean, nitras? What's the
he had diarrhea or whatever, he had bowel movements.
Let's see, what is it?
Some skalkabaraya, meaning.
They're right, yeah, their stomachs came out. Rashi. Miskalkel Mireye.
Where does the Dalai go on?
On the side of the Gemara. On the side of this kid over here is talking, screaming over here.
So what exactly Miskalkel Mireye means? What do you mean?
Reya. They defecated.
Reya means
diarrhea. Defecated.
Yeah.
They had to go to the Beis Lakisei. Okay,
Miyad Shoshu,
right. Yes, correct. Miyad right away, Miyad right away.
From Big Pachet, Shnemar.
I will send my terror. I will bring death.
So what do you see from here that they went and they had to go out to the bathroom?
I see the Hamoisi isn't a regular kasha. How do you see Rashi? Rashi, I must lushan muhuma. The word v'hamoisi does not mean death.
Confusion.
Confusion. And memeila means lashon b'humo.
And confusion in their body.
Haguf u'ma'asher b'secho. So the word v'hamoisi is the word which is ma'asher in the body. Was on the top of the page. Rash, top of the page. This kid is making too much noise over
here. Next.
What should we do with this kid?
Don't
have to scream.
Don't bother with my friend.
Don't bother?
His name is Lazy Yehuda Horowitz. I was at his bar mitzvah.
Make it a little bit lower.
Next. Now there is going to darshan. Shay in the Torah, another part that says, "Tipol aleihem imosa v'fachad." Bring upon them imosa v'fachad. Ad yavar am chashem. That is zu biyari shayna. Ad yavar am zu konisa zu biyashnia. We have a drasha. We're makish biyari shayna to biyash. When was biyashnia? Ezra. Ezra, when Ezra went up to the, when did Ezra go back? How many years ago? 1,000, a long time ago.
The second
coming.
1,000,
before I was born.
Not about 1,000, approximately 1,500 years ago. 1,500 years ago was Bia Shnia, when they came back to the Bia Sheni.
Right.
Bia Shnia, Emor Miat, Ru'uyin.
They were
worthy. Here's the klal of life.
And which was the chait? Assimilation.
Assimilation. Very good. And also, they didn't even go back. They didn't even want to go back. Only 5% of the Jewish population.
The lower elements went up. But the Tsar Yachzin, yeah? The Mamzerim.
5% of the Jewish population returned to Eretz Yisrael. How many? In 1948, when the law on the Medina Yisrael was established, and they enacted the law of return, how many Jews returned to the state? 5%.
Next.
The exact same percentage as the Bia Shnia.
Okay, next.
We didn't learn our lesson.
Next.
We didn't learn the lesson.
Yeah.
Elo Shagam Achit. The Achakach of US Ravonim, they brought, he thinks I'm a Tzioni. I'm not a Tzioni.
No, they brought
the
stones.
I'm a bigger Kanoi than he is. I'm telling you, I'm a bigger Kanoi than he is. But I make believe I'm a Tzioni.
Continue. Achakach.
The Achakach of US Ravonim, they brought the Avonim. They brought the Avonim, they built the Mizbeach, and then they go backwards to Gilgal. They built the Mizbeach. They first they brought stones. They go and they schlep stones over there.
And they built the mizbeach.
And sadu, smear. And they smear with sid. V'chasar leim es kol divrei Torah b'shiv lashain shenemar be'er heitev. Who's this? This is shita Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon.
Right.
This is Rabbi Shimon shita be'er heitev. The helu when they brought oilos u'shlamim. It's very important. They
what's the kugel for?
Yeah, give him peace. Please. No, just him, not us, just him. And they wrote upon it, and it's very important, the order. See, I had this dilemma last week. Did they write the Torah after they brought the Korbanos? Or did they write the Torah before they brought the Korbanos? Oh, here it says before. It's a Pella. Can you imagine you have a Mizbeach? You ever see such a zach in your life? You
have a mizbeach,
and on the mizbeach you have the whole Torah, and you bring korbanos on top of that mizbeach. The mizbeach that they brought the korbanos on top of the mizbeach, Okay, v'chasar leim it's called divrei haTorah b'shem lashon shnemar be'er heitev. It says here be'er heitev, 70 languages.
Yeah.
How do you know that it's 70? How do you know that?
I think Rashi says gematria or something.
Oh, gvaldik.
No Rashi in Chumash.
Let's Rashi be a Rishayim b'nei Yeshua be a Shnei b'nei Ezra. No Rashi over here. So what is the word? How do you get?
No. Continue. There's Rashi. Last one.
The hell of Olois. We
last 11. That's when we sure did that.
Last 11. La Olois b'zroy of Olois hayim shabdim. We didn't go that far yet. Let's go back to the Gemara. The hell of Olois b'shabdim v'yachlu and they ate v'shasu and they drank. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Shukayach.
You want some?
No, I don't want.
Next.
Fine. Ve'alu be'er heitev, ve'alu olos v'shlam, ve'alachu, and they ate and they drank. I took away your herring. I have to reciprocate. And they brought...
Does this smell okay?
It smells good. This doesn't smell like...
So one second, do you think, they have to go through the whole process, shechting, zrika?
They did everything, it says.
The zrika, everything.
Avada. Yeah. And then they wrote the Torah, then they do all these things. They rejoiced. Ubaruchu, they rejoiced. Ubaruchu, and they blessed Hashem. They made the brachas. Baruchu, Eshelo, Yashelo, whatever, all the 11 brachas. We learned the Gemara last week.
That I know, that was in Har Grizmar Evil.
This is it, here who we are. We're in Har Grizmar Evil now. That's what it says. They crossed the Yarden.
Oh, the Baruchu. I got it.
They crossed the Yarden and they arrived in this location.
Right. Oh, you're right. Baruch v'kalalai.
Ushlam and they did the brachas. Hadama. A borei pri hadama. Amen. Ubaruch v'kil.
I'm sorry. You're right. Afterward, they did baruch.
Then the kiblu es avanim. They folded up.
No, when they look in the gersa, they peeled off. He says.
Oh, that was for the goyim to peel off.
No. Look at the gersa. I'm telling you.
Aleph.
Look at the star.
Ois Aleph from the start of the Gemara, Agro Moichik Tevas Vikilu Vemagil Baruchu Beracham.
No.
Which letter here? Aleph. The Aleph on the Hagoyis.
Look, I'm sorry. Look at the Aleph. Yeah.
Vagro moichik tevas vikilulu.
No, 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 I'm sorry. Now look at a different place. No, but there's a
circle.
No, but there's a circle.
That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Now, what does Rabbi Kiva Eger
Let's
say?
Go to the Halek of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He was the Goyin of the Goyin of Rabbi Kiva Gilin Ashas. The Kilu Kumoy the Koflu. Kumoy the Kiflu as a Rabbi Kumoy.
They peeled, not the Keflu. They how do you call it? They folded. It means they peeled. That's the Gersa.
All right, what did we say before about the Goyim? It was said to kill the Kiflu, the Kiflu.
Oh,
all right, fine.
So according to this, the line was on top of the Oisius. So they had to peel it off.
No, but they took the Mizbech also, right. They took off the line, and they took off all the stones also. They have to transport the whole thing. Let's see what's in the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, the Kiflu or the Kiflu, Esravon, the Bo, Vulon, and Begil, they went and they lodged in Gilgal.
Yeah.
Now Gilgal is very, very far away. Gilgal is another 45 miles. So they traveled 90 miles. 120 mil.
Yeah.
They traveled 120 mil in one day. Can you pull that off?
Shnemar.
You will take the stones with you. You will put them b'maloin, and you will put them in the motel. Maybe every single person went to their own private hotel. Some went to the Dan Pearl.
No, I would have thought.
Some went to the Plaza. Some went to the Waldorf.
Tamalima. You would have thought Tamalima.
Tamalima Asher Tolinu Boy Halaila. Gzereshava. You will lodge at night. So what's the Gzereshava? Asher Tolinu Boy Yachabalom Tamalima Asher Tolinu Boy Halaila Siv. What's the drash? Look at the Rashi. The Rashi explains the drash over the years.
No.
Look at the whole pasuk. This is yisoid. When the Gemara makes it, when the Gemara quotes a pasuk, you should know this is a very important yisoid in the Talmud Bavli. When the Gemara quotes a pasuk, the Gemara just quotes the beginning of the pasuk. 83% of the time, you do analysis of the whole shas. If you learn shas 37 times, you can write a sefer on this. 83% of the time, when the Gemara quotes the pasuk, the drasha is from the end of the pasuk that's not even quoted in the Gemara.
Why talk? The printer did that probably.
No,
maybe the original format was
so
the
what's the whole
pasuk?
Remember that you said when the Gemara quotes a pasuk, usually the part of the pasuk that you need to understand the piece of Gemara is not from the words that are printed on the page.
So why did the Gemara do it like that?
Well, let's see if it works in this case. What's the whole pasuk? It says over the Ois Hay on the side of the Gemara, the whole pasuk. The Chol Yisrael, the Kedem Hashem, the Shoydom, Omdim, Om Mizeh, Mizeh, Lorin, Nega Kaidam, Aliyim, Lesher, Mizeh, Kechetzer, Molo, Neged, that's not the pasuk I'm looking for over here. Wait, what's the whole pasuk? The Eshteim, Esrei, Havon, Wa'e, Lesher, Lokhu. Let's see the whole pasuk again. The Chol Yisrael, the Kedem Hashem, am I reading the right pasuk? No, I'm reading the wrong pasuk, that's why. I'm reading with my eyes over here, not clear here. V'yashtein esher avon v'il asher lachum in a yardin. Hekim Yoshua ba Gilgal. The end of the pasuk says, Hekim Yoshua ba Gilgal.
Yeah.
So what's the raya? Hekim Yoshua ba Gilgal. Let's see the other pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet is, V'tzavu oysam lema su lochem mizeh mitoich hayardin mimatzav haragli hakoyanim hochin. Shtem esher avonim v'havartem oysam imochem v'inachtem oysam bamoloin. Asher Tlin Leboi Halal. What's the Raya? What's the Raya? So we have to go to the Masifta, because there is no Rashi. So let's look at the Masifta. Give me one moment. Here we go. And we do it in the Masifta. To understand the Gemara's Drasha. It says over here, Tamaloy Mar, it says, Talishim Leboilayla Shemasha Bo'oysa Molon Sheyanuchu Boi Bo'oysa Halayla Sheyaru Esayayadin Gungil. Okay, so he's saying, he's not making a Drasha, he's not making a Drasha with a Gzera Shava. He's saying over here is, Halayla. Halayla means the motel that the Gantz Klal Yisrael stayed on that very night. And that very night, when they first crossed over the Yarden, on the Yarden, so it was the first day, they crossed over the Yarden, they lodged, this is what it says, when they crossed over the Yarden, it seems they crossed the Yarden the night, it seems, the night of 10th day of Nisan. And the whole Klal Yisrael, they went to sleep inside Eretz Yisrael in one Malon.
That was a nest of so many people.
And then the next morning, they did this entire procedure, and they went back to the motel where they spent the Laila. Now, the very first night, the whole Klal Yisrael only lodged in one location. So don't think it means that they should go, they're going to different locations, they're going back to a single location, because it says halayla.
I don't think that Motel 6 would have enough beds for the whole club.
It doesn't mean a hotel, it means they're lodging, a location where they set up shop, where they set up a place to rest. Mm-hmm. Let me read the words again in the Masechta Sotah, let me read there. It says over here, they took the stones. That they should put the stones in any location where they rested. No, there's another pasuk. Okay, it's a specific location. I don't know more than that. It's not so clear to me, this Shtiglum over here. Okay. If it has enough times, you have a bracha, it'll become clear. Is it important to you to know every word of the Gemara to understand? How important is it
so
to know?
So what's the drasha halayla?
Halayla is mashma, the maloin that the gans klal Yisrael spent on the first night.
And where do you see halayla?
That's what he says. L'chein choyzef hazeh lemar, it's an extra word. Shemashma, be'oisei maloin, sheyonuchu bo be'oso halayla, sheyavu es hayardein vu begilgol. That night.
Oh, I see.
I don't know, the epis, we're missing something, a shtickle. We're missing epis and salt and pepper. We're missing here some salt and pepper. There's something over here missing in this piece of the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
We need more clarification.
I have it in my kugel.
Maybe we'll be zoicha.
And how, why, Shtem Asra'ela, what do you see from the next puzzle? Shtem Asra'ela.
That's a new piece of Gemara. That's a Nai Gemara.
Oh.
That's a Nai Unfang.
Oh, I see.
That's a Nai Unfang.
But Shtem Asra'ela, Vanim is another.
New puzzle, new puzzle. Gemara, okay. Now we go find the Gemara.
Me.
The Gemara goes weiter. Nai Gemara. The Gemara says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk. V'yashteim esrei avanim ha'il asher lachu tana. So what is uchsev?
No. That's it goes together with what it said before.
Okay, fine. Let me write what it says. We are reading the Masefta. V'arayu l'kach shoyes avanim shayusin yadin yikim liham esamizich abar evil chayim ayil shayikim b'gilgal dichsev. How do you know that the stones that they put up in Gilgal are the same stones that they erected in Har Evo? Because it says in the pasuk, this shteim esra avanim ha'ilasher lachu. You have to read the end of the pasuk. Min ha'yardin heikim yishuv Gilgal. The gam calls zenes. Okay, just this pasuk over here, just telling over here is that don't make a mistake and think that the stones that they erected in Gilgal were different than the stones that they set up in Har Evo. Because the pasuk explicitly states that it was the same stones. The stones that they used to make a Mizbeach and Har Evel, when they issued the 22 statements, the 11 blessings and the 11 curses, and upon those stones they smeared lime and they wrote the entire Torah in 70 languages, it was then they offered korbanos, and they ate and they drank and they rejoiced, they recited Kriyash, they recited Birchas HaMazon, and those exact stones they disassembled and they transported another 60 mil back to Gilgal, and they set them up in Gilgal, and they sent that message to the ganze Welt, come, read what it says in the Torah, and it was translated in 60-70 languages. No one will have an excuse ever in the future to say that you didn't get a second chance in Mekabel the Torah.
Right.
Okay, so that concludes this sugya. Very beautiful sugya. Clarification in the sugya of Har Grizim and Har Evil. What happened, and this happened on the very first day.
About that, Mar, I just want to mention something. Later on, we would have had more time. It says that Malka Rio taught Yosef, and he added a hay in order
that's
for
on base. So Yosef,
and it says Paris did not lush and
I prepared the Gemara. I know Yosef, but Yosef.
So some pointed out one of the Mefarshim say the 70 except for lush and
Akkadish.
So that means Paris.
It's like the Sanhedrin.
Yeah,
is the first Mishnah Masechet the Sanhedrin. How many members of Sanhedrin are there? Are there 70 and Moshe al Gabehem, or is it Moshe al Gabehem included in the number 70?
Yeah,
it's machlaikis in the mission, the very first mission.
And the 70 languages also machlaikis.
Parallels that. Right. Yeah. Same parallel. Is it 70 languages then Lashon
HaKodesh? So let me ask you. It said the Torah was written in 70 languages. It's aside for Lashon HaKodesh.
I guess all subject to interpretation.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all subject to interpretation.
Okay.
Look who said
the Rashi. Look. On, says Hagen Halach Masechta Sota.
Yeah.
You know the tights.
May we return to you. We shall return to
that
you, Masechta
Sota. It means time for a seum.
It means it's a bracha. You should live another 7 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
7 years.
In good health.
In good health.
Okay. With the Saras Tavas.
The Saras Tavas. By everyone.
Oh my.
Thank you for coming. It's
thank
very
you for coming.
Pleasurable when you come.
You wouldn't come. I don't think I would come.
We can make some good jokes.
Used to the Scottish in the beginning of Kona Hesra, you know, trying to become closer, but it's not easy.
Shem Alex. Baruch Adonai HaMarach Yilamu. Thank you.